What is up, everybody? Welcome to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shay.
I'm Shannon.
And we are so happy to be here on this sexy little Tuesday. We have got some exciting news.
Sexy little Tuesday.
Sexy little Tuesday. It came out smooth.
It did come out smooth.
It felt
I liked
smooth.
It. Me too. I like the way it sounded.
I'm going to say it every time. Just kidding. So, as of 24 hours ago, we have decided that Shannon is going to New York with me. And by the time this episode comes out, you will have already seen that if you follow us, which you should.
Yeah, like, why don't you?
That's weird if you're listening to us.
Crazy.
We're going to New York, bitches. We're about to run the streets. Shannon and Shay take on New York. I'm excited. The Celsius has hit.
I was going to say, I was like, wow. She's got a lot of energy now. Well, yeah. I'm so excited. That's all I'm going to say. When Shay texted me the other night and was like, hey, so like, do you just want to come to New York with me? And I was like, yes. Oh my God. I think I said shut up like four different times.
We were like, shut up.
Our text message just said, shut up, shut up.
And then it was OMFG. OMG.
OMG. Yeah. Are we doing this? We're doing this.
Right. And then we both sent a picture of us going like, gagged. So it'll be perfect.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. I get to, Shay's doing a bunch of things that I'm not invited to.
he said love.
And I get to go see my brother and sister-in-law and my little nephew Cash. So I'm very excited to do that. And then I'll have such a wholesome day, and then I'll just go drink like a middle-aged man.
Yeah. I may smoke a cigarette. Just kidding.
I'm gonna keep her real and she's not smoking a cigarette.
No, I would never actually. I have trauma with cigarettes.
I'd kick her out of my bedroom that she paid for.
The bedroom that we both are sleeping in.
What size bed we got?
I think we got a queen, sister.
Oh, we gotta live.
Dude, we are, and that's fine. I'm down for the get down.
Okay? I'll snuggle.
We're also gonna be like every night.
If we're gonna be zonked.
We're gonna be so tired. Yeah. But I'm so excited. I've got pizzerias I wanna try. I've got coffee shops there that I wanna try. It's gonna be incredible. And we're also staying East Village, which I feel like is a great area.
Oh yeah, you picked an amazing hotel.
I know, you guys.
I'm so excited to go there. I saw
Bella Hadid walking out of this hotel that we're going to twice on TikTok.
Oh really?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
So I said, if we're doing it, we're doing it right.
Yep.
And yeah, I've got a few events, and it's going to be weird because I've got like four things that I'm going to, and I'm just like a little bit of imposter syndrome because, I don't know. It's like, I'm just like a small town girl, and I don't know.
You belong.
I know. I'm going to go in there and like be like full Shay. I'm determined to be full Shay, fully social battery is rejuvenated and good.
I relate to that like on such a deep level of like, when I'm full Shannon.
Right.
Like, and people get to experience like me at my that sounds like me at my craziest, but like it's me at just like my most extroverted self. And I'm just going. And like, I love, and then those are the nights too where I'm like, wow, proud of myself.
I know.
I'm like, wow, I'm such a cool person.
I feel great
about myself.
If I make at least three people laugh that night, I'm happy.
Success.
Like, it's success. If I'm full Shay, dude, it's like, it's overwhelming and exciting and fun, and like I love myself at full Shay. But like this whole, if I'm being honest, my whole January 30 days and more, I've had
31.
I have been at like,
are there 31 in January?
There's 31. I think January's the longest month,
I have no idea.
Anyways, for the past 30 fucking, it feels like 85 years January has been.
It's always been a running joke that's like January 73rd.
Dude, January 73rd feels so right. But I've been like 10% Shay. And then I'm ready to be like, this like trip is going to be my turning point of 100% Shay.
She can be 100% Shay. I feel like I saw 100% Shay come out this past weekend
a little bit.
I feel like I haven't seen that Shay. Because I feel like when we go out, you're like 90% lately. Because we're still just that part that's...
Well, it's the only
you're
time...
You're working through.
When I'm with you, and especially if, like, we have, like, a few cocktails, I'm, like, that's, like, been my... It sounds bad and it sounds weird, but that's been the time where I've been the most relaxed lately.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, my day to day just has been like full anxiety. So when I'm with you and like we just kind of can cut loose a little bit, my God,
you just relax and breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
And yes, but then so this past weekend, like, man, I was literally like, I actually was so like, I mean, I was Shannon, of course, but I was very like kept to myself a little bit because yeah. I was just watching you and I was just like, this is 100% Shay right now. And I'm literally living through you because I was loving it. You were just.
Dude, I go. Like, I bounce with myself. Yeah, I, like, have conversations with myself. And then I make jokes with myself. And somehow it works.
It kills me, though. Like, I picked up on some of your jokes and no one laughed. And I'm like, ha! And then I'm like.
Because you get it.
And then you're like, thank you. Yeah. Like, you're welcome.
Thank you. No, I'm ready to be 100% Shay all the time. And I think we're going to so do that.
Oh, we're so, I mean,
so going to do that.
We're so going to do that this weekend.
I know. I'm excited. But speaking of beauty, because I am going to the beauty events in New York, because that's like my niche for sure. But I wanted to give a little, I decided, because I have so many like products that come in that I try and I review, whatever. But I want to do a little bit of a segment, a little short segment, talking about like new products that I've tried. Because I right now want to talk about Rode lip shape liners.
Yes, tell me. I see it all over my freaking TikTok right now.
Freaking everywhere. And I'm like,
I guess the PR packages have been sent out, clearly.
And I'm like, how many do you send? Let's be real.
Because why am I not getting one?
How many do you send and why has Shannon not gotten one?
Because it feels like everyone else has it but me.
I know. I think you can actually buy like the PR package.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I think you can for sure.
Well, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rode.
Peace and love.
But tell me, what's your review?
So, okay. So I get my iconic... My iconic lip combo is Iconic Nude from Charlotte Tilbury, right?
Same we time.
Both, yes, girl. Yes. And yes. Then I do like whatever kind of like lip gloss on top of that. But lately I've been getting comments every time I do it of everybody being like, isn't that so drying? Like it feels so dry on my lips, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I guess I wouldn't know because I always have a gloss with it.
I feel like maybe people use like the lip liner and then they use the like lipstick.
Yeah.
With it. And maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm. But I always thought that like if it's dry, kind of, if it's a little bit drier like that, like the formula is not so like creamy and mushy, it will stay on longer. It's proven to be right.
Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck. It really is. And so here's my thing with the Rode ones. Uh-huh. Oh, it's correlating, everybody. It's getting there. It's like Rode has all of these skin benefits in their makeup and obviously in their skincare, but there is like a bunch of benefits in their peptide, in their blushes, and in their lip now. So I tried it and it is very moisturizing. Like I put it on and I was like, damn, it feels like chapstick almost. Like it's very moisturizing. But then it lasts me two pickles earlier and then it's gone. It's fucking gone. And I'm like, well, what do I do with that? Reapply every 5 seconds?
I've had lip liners that do that similar thing, and it's annoying because you just want it to stay.
Yeah.
And it sucks because they look beautiful.
Yeah.
And you would hope.
You would hope.
But you always run into that problem where it's like if it has skincare benefits, it's usually not.
I don't care to have the benefits. I care to have a little bit of shittier skin and better lasting makeup, let's be honest.
I don't care. Stick to my face.
I don't give a shit. No, honestly. But, I mean, I get it, and I do like it. Like, I feel like on your most natural days, that would be the perfect addition for your lip.
Yeah, but not your night out.
For not your night out, and not, like, your, like, dinner at all, not your dinner.
Oh, yeah, you are not wearing that to dinner.
Abso-freaking-lutely not.
Moving on. I just watched the Grammys.
Okay, I only watch highlights.
Okay, well, so much.
So much.
I'll just run through who won what.
First of all, this is the year for the girls. Oh my God. And I felt it. I really felt it. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
When just like with Chappell Roan, with Taylor Swift, with Olivia Rodrigo, with, did I say Sabrina, like all of these are like
Chappell Roan.
But their music was like just on a whole nother level of like relatable. Fun pop shit.
Yes.
this generation of pop is killer.
It no, I like, and honestly, every time the nominations came up, I was like, oh wait, that's a great song. Or, oh yeah, I did love her. Like, it was hard.
Usually I struggle with like, I don't like, I know, or usually I struggle with like, I think this is the right one.
Yeah.
But this time I'm like, oh, I don't.
All of them. I like, this is probably the first year I actually watched the Grammys and I was like, oh my God, I know every single artist. I know every single song. I know, like, I knew everything.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you watch it and you're like, wait, I've never really heard that person before. I've never heard that song. Like, there's always like an outlier.
None.
It's just because everyone crushed. And even like when they were doing I forget who gave the Best New Artist Award. She even like walked up and she was like, it's literally the girl who won it last year. Anyways, she literally walked up and they said all the nominations and she literally leaned in the microphone after and she goes, that's a tough category. Because the Best New Artist was crazy. So, because you had like Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan, Benson Boone.
Yeah. Oh my God, Benson Boone too. I forgot about him.
Dude.
So, he's also phenomenal.
I am going to run through quickly like who won what.
Okay.
Should
we like comment after you say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Best rap album. Doechii.
Duh.
Yeah. Duh. Yes. The way I cried. I cried.
Do you know how many women have won that? Three.
She'd be the fourth.
I'm like,
is that not insane?
And so well deserved. Her whole performance that night too was crazy.
Freaking amazing. Crazy. Like
I could not keep up with how did she move like that and sing
at the same time?
That was insane.
So, okay, power. I know last week I said that she's like the female version of Tyler, the Creator.
Right.
I was watching that performance and I go, no, if Tyler, the Creator and Kendrick Lamar had a baby and it was a female, it's Doechii.
Yeah.
Like that performance gave very much.
Had a baby.
They had a Doechii. Baby. And it's Doechii.
You know what's crazy? I was actually watching her. Like, just TikToks about all the Grammys and things. Like, 2021, this girl had, like, just lost her job. Like, had no money. She's like, I guess I'm going to have to start going to studios and stuff. Like, that is literally crazy. Like, rock bottom to where you are now. Like, that is, like, what dreams are made of.
No, literally.
It's what dreams are made of.
And just what a way to start off the Grammys, because she got up there and it's just, like, someone so deserving of the award. And she was just so... She was so happy. And you could just see it. She was, like, crying and... trying not to cry and she's just like cursing and
yeah.
It's great. I love
she
it.
She makes me want to wear that fucking
I know, right?
Tape.
Also, yeah, working on it.
I love how we said quickly and yeah. We're like
we'll run through them, but I love Doechii.
Yeah.
Love Doechii.
We know.
Okay, best pop vocal album, Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
I thought well deserved.
I don't know.
It's well, so I have some beef. The reason why I give that to her, I give that category. There's reasons why I think she deserves that category.
Okay. Vocal, though, is like your vocal talent?
No, it's just like best pop album.
Best pop album.
Yeah, right. I don't know why they.
Just to me, it's Chapel.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know why I just like to spread the love across the categories versus right. Like, now, no, there's no hate when I say this versus.
Hate, girl. Hate.
Taylor Swift winning every single category. It's just boring. She didn't win anything this year, and just seeing all the categories be different, won by different artists,
we had
was
some
like,
more variety.
Yeah, which was like really nice to watch.
Yeah.
So that was.
I mean, I only say Chapel because I favored Chapel this whole year. Like she was life changing for me. 100%. So that's like a personal thing. I'm not trying to pit them together at all or pit them against each other. I'm just like that for me was just hit different.
Well, this is why I'm like spreading the love because I'm like love Sabrina Carpenter. I'm like
right.
take best pop album.
Do it.
She was great pop star to a core. Like
true.
She is. And also, this is her first Grammy, so it was really sweet to watch her like get up and like cry. Like
it was her first.
Yeah. So she was like. Had a napkin and she was like, it's probably all messed up now. And aww. She was like,
okay,
but cute. So it's cute. Best country album, Beyonce.
Do we need to, let's touch on it. Who the fuck allowed that?
I don't.
You're up against Chris Stapleton and Lainey Wilson. And Kacey Musgraves and you're going to sit there and.
You're going to sit there and tell me I'm wrong?
You're going to sit there and
tell me I'm wrong?
I will sue. That was
her
so...
sister was a witch.
And like, I don't give a shit. Everybody on TikTok being like, well, it's Beyonce. And I'm like, I don't hate Beyonce. There's no beef with
Beyonce. I love Beyonce.
I have beef with Cowboy Carter.
I personally like, even, okay, here's the other thing too. Like, Post Malone was also in that category. Post Malone deserved it more than Beyonce, I'll say it.
Oh my God.
Like, if we're going to have someone that's new in this category, Post Malone deserved it more than Beyonce. He included every infamous country artist on that album. Yeah. He like went in Nashville and picked every
famous.
That
was also his first time switching from rap to country. So it was like very special. It was very crazy. It was like when Taylor Swift went from country to pop, dude, like crazy.
Yeah, it was a very well done by Post Malone.
I know.
In my opinion.
I don't know. And I just feel like everybody in the South, like we're from the South or we're in the South right now, like we all, there is just something so wholesome about going on the back roads of Tennessee and listening to your favorite country music, and you're not putting on fucking Beyonce. You're not.
It's not country. It's not country. And it's just, to me,
the way that she even knew it too. I'm sorry.
She did. This is why she was surprised. She also knew that she shouldn't have won that category.
She should not have won.
I hate to be a hater. But we're not even hating on Beyonce because I do love Beyonce.
Are you
kidding? Don't think that this was
Lemonade
for her.
8 down.
Yeah.
Cowboy Carter is good. I'm just saying for this category, it was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's also not that I don't like the album. It's just the fact that there were other true country artists that should have won
exactly.
First category.
Mm-hmm.
I did think it was kind of crazy full circle that Taylor Swift presented it to Beyonce.
Yeah.
Because of the whole Kanye West thing.
Yep.
That was my one note.
Oh, I will say about Taylor Swift's outfit, that sexy little tee.
Oh my God, the little charm hanging
down. I'm going to invest in one of those for my little mini dresses.
The little S.
Yep.
Best new artist is our lovely Chapel Roan, which is why.
Deserved.
And man.
The speech.
I cried. Mm. She gave that speech and it's just like, there's something about like other massive, massive artists like listening to her speech and then also seeing them stand up, clap and cry and like really feel what she was like saying and supporting it. And I just was like, that's.
Yeah. And I love how they panned it to Doechii because she's also a new and upcoming artist. And like, I'm sure she
was
the exact same struggles as Chapel.
Tearing up and everything.
Yeah. Because it was like, they just went through this. They
yeah.
just got big like this year.
Yeah. And it's like, and so she like, yeah, I agree. I think Doechii was like really like feeling what Chapel Roan was saying because they went through the same thing pretty much. And
that's so true. How are you not going to like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I guess I would never expect like artists to have healthcare.
No. Like, and it's crazy when she started bringing it all up.
Not expect. Sorry. I take that back. Not think that they would have healthcare because I'm like, I just feel like labels are shitty in general.
Yeah.
So why would, what, but why? It's a job.
It's the same thing as working a 9-to-5, in my opinion.
Right.
Just different in a way. But when Chapel Roan started like saying her speech, they panned over to like, I don't know Benson Boone's full story either, but he like immediately stood up and was just like clapping and like shaking his head. And I'm like, he's also young. He was on American Idol. I'm like, he probably went through some similar experience or, you know, like maybe realized it and like has a similar opinion. And I just was like, there's probably so many people in this room that are like, wow, this is so relatable. But then us who are like, wow, that's a thing.
Right.
Like, why has no one said this earlier?
I know. Why is it not talked about? I love Chapel. And I always think that she's going to like use what she can to like talk about what she believes in. And I think that she's just different. And she didn't go up there and like tell her life story. She came up there and she was like, I am on this stage for this long. I'm going to make it useful.
She brought her whole journal.
You know, there's something about seeing her live and just seeing her perform and like SNL and all of these things. She's just so confident. But this is the first time I've seen her be human a little bit.
Oh my God. She was literally like, it gave me, I have my book report project and I'm on stage in front of my entire class. And I was like,
she was like shaky when her hat fell. Hey. She was like, my hat's going to fall and
it's okay. Yeah. And she's like opening up and she's like, yeah. And she's talking like the shyest girl in the classroom.
Exactly. And it was so sweet. And I love seeing her in that light.
Same.
Yeah.
It was really cute. But okay. Best Latin pop album, Shakira.
Period.
Deserved, I guess. Best pop duo, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
Oh my God.
The Die with a Smile, I believe, is
beautiful. I love that song so much. At first, I judged it a little bit, but then I was like, this is a beautiful song. I judged it only because I saw the first thing I saw about it was like, well, this is going to be the song that plays at every wedding for the next 10 years.
It is also like on every single Spotify playlist, I've noticed.
For sure.
But it's got like a billion streams. I don't know how many actually, but it's got a lot.
Billion sounds right.
It sounds right. And then record of the year. Woo-hoo! Kendrick Lamar. And Not Like Us specifically. That is the record of the year. Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I really do love Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I love him. And man, when they played his song, when he was walking up the stage and the entire crowd went, A minor.
Period.
You know Drake is crying in his bed.
Imagine a diss track being so good it wins awards, dude. That's crazy.
Apparently, like, Drake has beef with the Grammys. Apparently, he's like,
what?
Hates on the Grammys and stuff. So, like, and he even said, I think, you know, throughout this rap battle or whatever, that they just hand Kendrick Lamar Grammys, blah, 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 whatever. So it's almost like the Grammys were like, yeah, F you, Drake.
Here's my thing with that. Okay, I've seen not only Drake, Ariana Grande said, fuck the Grammys. The Weeknd used to, and Chapel Roan said, fuck the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I hope they hear this, fuck the Grammys. And I was like, why? Is it just like, is it just an award show that, like, I don't know. I feel like if I were to make a beautiful, if I were to make a Billie Eilish type fucking album and mm-hmm. it doesn't get any awards, I would be like, yeah, this is rigged. Like, why am I here?
Well, I think it's the same thing as what we talked about, like Golden Globes versus Oscars,
right?
A little bit, because like it's the, like, quote unquote, I don't know, whatever, the Academy of people voting. I mean, it is 13,000 people, which is, they kept repeating that, and I mm-hmm. get it. They're trying to say like it's a lot of people or whatever voting, and but it's, I feel like it's just that same concept where people are kind of like,
imagine, like, sitting down and voting. Sorry, this is mean.
Cowboy card.
Yeah,
I know. So, and
the last one I can tell you, album of the year, Cowboy Carter, Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm just like, I agree with you. I am.
Yeah,
it should have been Billie Eilish.
It 100% should have been Billie Eilish.
Like, there is no question in my mind. I don't know. When you post on your story, I think, and you were like,
dude, I was like, this is fucking rigged.
Like, I actually was like mad about it, because when I saw that, I was like, excuse me, what?
Here's the other thing too. I looked it up. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter, guess how many writers, take a guess. I just want you to try.
20.
51. 50? Writers on Cowboy Carter. Guess how many on Billy?
One, two, Phineas.
Her and Phineas.
Yeah. Darn, Shannon.
Like, it's just like, that doesn't even feel real, and you can tell, I don't know, and everybody's like, oh, you guys are putting the two, I'm not, again, I'm just saying, deserved. Billie Eilish, she puts her heart and soul in it, and it's like, you can tell. And also another thing people say are like, well, Billie sounds the same, and I'm like, nope, you don't listen then.
No, oh my god, are you kidding me?
You don't listen.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, I just, like, that album that Billie Eilish wrote and performed and sang and all the things, well, her and Phineas, it's just like, also going to the concert made it so much more, you really realize a lot more how, yeah, like, the girl was making these heart-wrenching songs,
mm-hmm,
and then suddenly you're at an EDM concert,
mm-hmm,
and I'm like, excuse me.
Dude, when it, like, switches, it's crazy, but I'm just also thinking about
so
it.
Well,
when we were at that concert, it was like, you felt the emotion that mm-hmm. Billie had, like, she cried, like, twice, and, like, she really, like, I don't know. It was just, like, you could tell her music was, like,
it's so moving.
Everything to her. Everything, yeah, to her. Whereas, like, the 51 Writers with Beyonce, it's choreographed. It's beautiful. It's a crazy performance, but the emotion is just not there.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm not crying towards, yeah, Texas Hold'em.
Right. And I'm mad about it. I'll say it. Yeah. Let me be mad.
Like, you're going to sit there and you're going to tell me that Lunch sounds exactly like the greatest.
Chiro.
Yeah. I call it Chiro, too.
Chiro. I say, I want to say Chiro.
Like, it's, they're crazy. Totally different songs.
Right.
Anyways, I can go on and on about that, but those are my feelings.
But at the same time, like, there are 1,300 people out of millions and millions and millions of people. So, like, we all, the people's choice, we know what it is.
Yeah, we all agree. Because, like, I've seen more people agree with what we're saying.
Oh, for sure.
Than the opposite.
I was like, I don't think I've ever screamed and cried to an album like I have this one.
Same.
Yeah.
And danced at the same time.
Right.
I mean, this Grammys was honestly like very entertaining. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was watching a concert the whole time. Mm-hmm. But right off the bat, Serena freaking Carpenter. I mean, the girl is a performer. She's goofy and she's cute.
Yeah.
And she's sexy all at the same time.
Right. She's also no, I'm not meaning this mean, okay? So yeah. I'm saying things because they're my freaking opinion. But like she's just a tribute to, you don't have to have the best vocals in the world to be a performer and to be a pop star. You know what I mean?
No, she is. That's what I was saying earlier. Like she is, to me, when I think pop right now, I think Sabrina Carpenter.
Right.
Or Chapel Room.
Right.
But like Sabrina Carpenter, just like, it's like a Broadway show. Yeah. Like when she like got up there and she's like cracking jokes and like through her performance, I just think it's so entertaining. And I'm just like,
literally. And I am like, that's what you get when you give a theater kid the budget of infinity.
Yeah, literally.
I was going to say her performance was actually a tribute to something. It was like a older singer. She did like almost the same.
Oh, really?
Choreography, and it was really cool. Like it was really quirky.
Oh, that's
and fun.
Cool.
Yeah, but she is almost vintage.
She is very, she does the old Hollywood.
And it's the old Hollywood. That's exactly what she did. It was like, who me?
Who me? Actually, oh, you know what's hilarious? To Sabrina Carpenter. Who called you Sabrina Carpenter the other
girl,
night?
Girl, side note, my mom's friend was like, called her up and was like, I can't believe she's in Ulta. Like she's plastered everywhere in Ulta.
Shut up.
And so my mom calls me and she's like, are you in Ulta? And I was like, no. And if I am, I'm suing. And it was not me. It was, and I have not figured out who it is. But I'm.
Oh, I thought it was Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm assuming it is because she's the face of Redken right now. And I walked in there today and like my son was like, haha. And I was like, that's not mommy.
Stop it. That's not your mother.
That's not me.
After Sabrina Carpenter was Chapel Roan. Oh, oh my God. I mean, I'm sorry. If you don't like Chapel Roan, like you hate your life. That's yeah, all I got to say. I cry during that performance. Obviously, she performed Pink Pony Club.
Mm-hmm.
And Pink Pony Club will forever be that song.
Mm-hmm.
And the chills right when she yells, sing it.
Dude, every
and
time
everyone
she does
it. In the crowd is singing Pink Pony Club. And you bet your ass that was one of the most surreal moments for her, listening to every artist she's probably grew up listening to, admires, her peers that she thinks are great, singing
yeah.
her song at the top of their lungs.
Oh, every time I'll sing it at the top of my lungs.
Like,
yeah.
And no one else did that the nope. whole show.
Nope.
Like,
except for Taylor Swift. She sang to every single one.
Well, yes. I was going to say, like, when the whole crowd's singing besides the A minor part.
That was freaking
same, they were all singing Pink Pony Club, and I just was like, I feel like a proud mom of
yeah
her. I just was like, oh my God, like this is amazing. And
an icon, what an absolute icon.
Literally, I can't even say any more. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
Now I hate to be that person.
Be that person.
I liked Benson Boone before everyone else liked Benson Boone. So
oh,
I'm going to say it.
Here she goes.
No, I'm just joking. I mean, I'm not, but I am. Because it makes me happy when people then also love the people that I was listening
to. We were pretty early to Chapel, too.
Yeah. Benson Boone, I've been listening to for years. I found him on TikTok. I thought he was cute. And he had a beautiful voice. And actually, the song that I literally can't remember the name of it, but I found him on TikTok, heard him singing, and I said, this is going to be my wedding song. And that's how I discovered him.
Wow.
And so I fell in love with him. And then suddenly Beautiful Things was like all over TikTok. I was early to that too.
Uh-huh.
I was the person being like, release it.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That's
like,
funny.
I would listen to the TikTok sound because I love the song so much.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my piece on that. But I was just going to say, man, I love him. And he's also hilarious.
I was just gonna say, I love him.
I love him.
He is funny. I loved his blue suit.
Yeah.
I would like one of those for myself, actually.
The way he, like, also, like, a funny performer, like, is just sitting in the crowd and then suddenly he's, like, starts Beautiful Things. He's like, oh, me?
The mic is in my pocket.
And then Nikki Glazer and Heidi Klum just ripping his suit off.
Oh, that's fun and random.
Random.
Random. But
and good. He's just wearing
yeah.
this blue sparkly jumpsuit. I was like, all right, yeah. Freddie Mercury. Like,
I love it.
He gives Freddie Mercury.
For sure.
Like, for sure. And my last thing to say about
it. I would like to have a Benson Boone, Sabrina Carpenter collab. I feel like they would do 100%. Really, really good things together.
They would have a funny performance.
Right.
He would do a backflip.
But also their blue suits.
Oh, yeah, they match.
They did kind of match.
Wait.
It was kind of cute.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend.
Damn, I wasn't going there.
Oh.
I was just going performing-wise.
Yeah, let's just have him perform together.
Is
well,
Sabrina
yeah.
Carpenter still with
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Anyway.
My last thing to say about Benson Boone, I thought it was hilarious. At the end of his performance, he just, like, fixes his junk. And
oh, bless.
And then right after Benson Boone, we flowed right into Dochi, which was so cool, so funky.
Loved. Oh, my God. Loved.
She's sick. That's really all we have to say about that. And that Cynthia Erivo performed Fly Me to the Moon, and it was beautiful.
Oh, it was so beautiful. I saw this thing that was like, or this video of somebody being like, she always sings so well, but she doesn't over-sing.
No, it's her voice sounds like butter.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yeah. She could sing me to sleep.
She could sing me to sleep every night. All of her songs, I'm like, God, blown away. I would love to see her live.
Actually. Yeah. Same. Yeah. Same.
Does that wrap up the Grammys?
That wraps up the Grammys.
Dude, Grammys were something. That was really a fun, that was a fun show.
It was fun. I will say it was a better Grammys than it has been in the past years.
For sure. I mean, I feel like just like the artists that we have right now are just, they kind of remind me like of Gen Z pop stars.
Oh, yeah. Like our generation is
it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Like we don't take shit seriously and we're riding on big fat ponies. And it's just good. I loved it.
I love it too.
Yeah.
So that would take us right into our
watch of the week. Oh man. Okay. The most important.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room, which I've been dying to talk about for ages. Severance.
Yep. Episode 3.
Holy shit. I've been waiting like in the first. I have not watched this at all. So I got to start to finish season 1.
Yeah.
Then start season 2.
Yes.
What a beautiful experience it was.
It was a beautiful experience because I did the same thing.
Right.
And I just like ripped through season 1. I was like, oh my God, season 2, right here.
Right here waiting for me.
It's amazing.
Oh my God, and it was so good. Okay.
We are about to spoil some stuff.
We are.
So please skip ahead now.
Skip ahead if you don't want to hear about the new Severance episode, which you have to watch right now, dude.
Okay, now that they're gone.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The cliffhangers that they leave us on in this show is just, they get me every time.
Every time. My God. It's so, I'm finding it hard a little bit to separate Mike S. in Innie and Audie because I'm like, they're starting to, like, Innie. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Innie going into the Audies was like, oh my God, that was weird. I don't know how to feel. Like, it's just like giving me odd feelings. I'm like, they should know, like, this is crazy. Anyways, but like the whole Gemma part of it like has been freaking me out because it's like Mike S cares a lot, like the whole beginning running scene and then just like what he's doing in the office, like he cares a lot, and I feel like that's the feelings of the Audi coming out a little bit too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, now to jump to the cliffhanger is like him being reintegrated.
Right.
So, because I honestly was getting to the point too where his Innie and Audie were definitely thinking the same. Like they're on the same wavelength. Like they're both trying to figure stuff out.
Right.
But in different ways. Well, so he's going to be a powerhouse as just one.
I know. Well, that was my thing in the beginning, which it was like, it's kind of a really cool character arc to see because in the beginning, even the first episode, I watched it really recently, so I remember it vividly, him crying in the car because it's Gemma's and his 6th anniversary, and he's crying and he's like rubbing his eyes, and then he goes in and he's immediately smiling as he transitions into Innie. And I'm like, that, they're slowly starting to
become the same,
have those same feelings of the confusion and the let's get out of here and this something's wrong, where they're just like, I don't know, I just feel like they've both grown so much, and it's kind of, I'm so invested. I'm so invested.
Same. I just like, this show is just when you think like something isn't that important, it's so utterly important.
Mm-hmm.
And just having to like have these like cliffhangers and these new revelations, and then you're like, oh my gosh, and you have to relate back to something else. It's so well thought out. It's just like, I can't eat. That's what makes me so obsessed with it.
Have you heard?
Wait, well, I've heard so many controversies.
I've heard so much.
Conspiracy theories.
So about the goats.
Uh-huh.
What is up with the goats? But at the same time, people are saying that Rickon is going to...
Rickon.
He's funny.
Rickon.
Is it Rickon?
I think so.
Oh, I'm thinking of Rickon Stark from Game of Thrones. Because freaking Brienne of Tarth is... Oh, my God. Okay.
Different show.
Game of Thrones. Brienne is now in this new show. She was the one with the goats. Really tall lady.
Right. Yes. I heard them talking about that she's a really good actress. But yeah, whatever.
Yeah. She's like an OG fucking Game of Thrones girl. And I was so excited to see her in there. But I was so confused. I'm so confused about the goats.
The goats are throwing me for a loop right now because I've just heard so many different things. Like first it was, I was so on board with like, oh, cloning or like test subjects or whatever they were. And now I'm kind of just confused because now people are like trying to relate it to, what is their daughter's name? Rebecca. They're like.
No. That's their friend's name. Eleanor is their daughter's name.
Oh, wait. Then who the freak is Rebecca?
Rebecca is their friend. She's the one with the glasses.
Okay, so now... Okay.
Yeah, but I think...
They're trying to relate the goats to Rebecca now.
Well, yes.
Because did you see them talking about Okay, so I saw this thing where it was like they rewound to like the previous episode where they're talking about how... I can't remember her sister's name. It starts with a P, and I'm going to call her Pepper because I will never be able to pronounce it either. But she looked at Mark and was like... Rebecca's got a weird chewing thing going on. And she's like, I'm sorry, you're probably going to have to share a book. And then it, like, cuts to the goat. Like, sorry, everyone. But, like,
yes,
chewing. Okay. And I was like, wait a second.
Have you also seen in Rickon's house goats everywhere?
No.
Yes, like goat statues.
I, like, low-key think, like, Rickon is, like...
Something's wrong.
Something's going... Because I even wrote in I just wrote my notes. Devin. Why did I write Devin?
That's her name. That's his sister's name. Mark. I've been saying
Mike. Wait, why? Oh, no. Mark calls her. Remember she was like, what's my name? Yeah. And he was like, Pessiferin?
I have no idea.
It starts with a P. That's why I thought that's what her name was.
Yep.
Anyways, Devin and Rickon's relationship is really weird. ... Doesn't even seem like Devin even really likes him.
It's weird. That was my thing. And a lot of people are saying, like, she's got a lot of trauma, so he's safe, whatever. But their relationship is odd. It's, also, just Rickon is odd.
Is weird. And then also just, like, with Lumen, I think her name's Natalie, the board lady, coming in and talking to Rickon about, yeah, we love your book. And, like, we would love for you to make a book for the innies. And I'm like, this is weird. And he's so on board with...
I know. It's all going to, and that's the thing is like there are things that we have not even noticed that are all like full circle are going to come around and be like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so fully invested, but I know for a fact that Rickon Rickon has to be a part of it because there is not a goat head laying around for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
When goats, even Ben Stiller said, goats are a very, very big part of the ship.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. So I'm like, the goats mean something.
100%.
So I saw this guy who I guess watches. He can watch the shows. I don't know how he's watching the shows before everyone else, but he was talking about how the next episode is crazy.
Okay, thank God.
Is crazy.
He
said it was creepy too. So I'm like, oh. I want to know.
It's been creepy.
It's been creepy, but like I'm like,
I wonder how creepy. I know.
I did think about this about Mark getting reintegrated.
Mm-hmm. That's where I was going to.
I realized that Audi Mark knows that Petey died, but Innie Mark doesn't. So when they combined, Innie Mark's gonna find out that his best friend died.
Oh my God.
I know, isn't that? I was like,
and you remember
from
part,
reintegration.
Do you remember the part where he's like, well, he just left. I don't know if he's dead. I don't. Oh, that's
going to
be
so. I know, he's
going
to realize it.
I did not even think of that. Damn. But here's my thing. That got my mind flowing too. Like, she was like, I'm better at it now at reintegrating.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Petey didn't follow her instructions. So I'm like,
yeah,
I feel like he's going to have something happen. Yeah.
Okay. Also, piggybacking on that, yeah, there's a theory that Irv has already been reintegrated. And that's why he's acting so weird towards Helly, because he knows it's Helena.
There's no way, because at the same time, like, he would have gone. Why did he run to go see Bart?
After that, he ended up calling, what's her face? She's got a weird name. Uh-huh. The doctor. And he called her on the phone. And then after that, it's almost like when he came down from the elevator, he had this sudden, it's almost like he was experiencing a reintegration, like hallucination, because he's knocking, and then he gets off the elevator and he's kind of like looking at Mark and he's like really confused,
yeah,
at what's going on. And then the next scene, we see him locking himself in the bathroom and he comes out and he looks like he has a nosebleed.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
And then Helly, quote unquote,
yep,
comes up to him and is like touching his arm and is like very caring. And he's like, this is so weird, because Helly's never been, she was never very caring and emotional. She was very like,
right,
blunt and like tough.
Yeah.
So he was like, this is, he like, the way his face is like looking at her.
Oh, girl. Also with the Helly thing, I didn't even notice this, but you know how the only thing that Helly does is she goes in her, like Helly, the innie, all that she knows is she goes in, she turns on her computer and she starts. They had a scene where what's his name? The security guy who's now like the manager.
Milchick.
He reaches, they have him reaching behind the computer and he immediately clicks it on. Then they show Helly doing it and she like fumbles for the button. It's gotta be.
It's Helena. I'm like so on,
yeah,
board with that. It is Helena through and through. And there's just like so many things of like people cutting to the scene of her like walking in that glass hallway when she is Helena and Lumen, mm-hmm, and then her walking with Mark, and they have like the same, she's got a very distinct like strut,
yeah,
and it's very similar.
See, I was thinking that about Helly too. I was like thinking about, okay, so you remember Helena was looking at the footage of Helly and Mark kissing,
yes,
before she got in the elevator, and then it was like their hug was like so awkward, and then they go and try and kiss and then it's like awkward, but like Helly's not awkward. Helly's very straightforward,
yeah,
and assertive.
So that's the one thing, is that I think I saw a similar thing to this too, where it was like they're just staring at each other.
Yeah.
Helena, we're gonna, yep, call her, is staring at Mark, and you can see Mark's like, he's the shy guy, and he's, yeah, like almost like, all right, are we gonna kiss again?
Yeah.
But she's the one to make the move,
right.
Mark's not gonna make the move, and then she doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but Helly would have, because she did already.
But then that they did it really well because of the wife, because that was after she found out about the wife.
Correct.
So that's why I didn't think about it.
So I think Helena studied Helly too much, and she thinks she's fucking up the whole thing.
Oh, for sure. I mean, also with like, they're just giving out all the, and I'm like, they're just talking about it so plainly. And I'm like, there are probably cameras everywhere and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, yes. I mean, I think the reintegration is going to be crazy.
I'm so excited.
And you know, the visuals are going to be so insane, dude. Like the flipping back and forth behind the head of the scene.
I'm going to be hallucinating.
It's going to be a crazy episode. And I'm so excited.
And let
so
me tell you,
for it.
If I'm right about Irv already being reintegrated,
yeah,
Irv and Mark reintegrated.
Crazy.
That's going to be insane.
Irv's outie? Crazy.
Yeah.
Because his innie is so loyal, so on board with everything,
mm-hmm,
like knows everything about the Egans, everything. And then his outie is like
crazy.
Pretty much just like, I think his outie is like investigating. Something happened to somebody who his outie loved. Mm-hmm. And he, like, everybody's dying. People are dying. And spouses are dying. And then it's just like a Mark situation. I know there's something so much more there.
So I did see a theory though that it was like that all the people in the goat room are dead. They're dead outies, but they have been brought in as innies. I think
the
that's
the pouch thing. I feel like is also something too.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
the lift your shirts and then the pouches, which I'm like
pouchless.
There's got to be something more there because they say it so often, or maybe they just all are trying to pin them against each other so they don't trust each other.
Well, even like, what was it, Bert saying that he was like, we all thought you had pouches. Yeah. And, you know, ultimately, whatever's in the pouch, like, eats you from the
Here's
inside out.
Here's my thing. I also saw this this comment that was like, I think about how the innies are really just like babies. And it makes me...
They are like babies.
It makes me soft for them because it's like they have no idea what's
going
on.
They're so naive.
They're so naive to where they're believing pouches.
They're like, pouches?
And anything that they know is from the innie. And it's sad, actually.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy to think about it that way.
Yeah.
There's just so many... There's been like... There's so many theories.
There's so many things.
It's like I see so many to the point where I'm like, I can't even bring them all up. Because
no,
it's like...
For real.
There's even like a whole like color grading of the show that people are looking into now where it's like, what is it, Dylan G, like when they like flash back to his Audi's life now.
Mm-hmm.
In the first season, it was very like warm tones and everything. And now it's very cool toned, which Lumen is blue. Cool tones are blue if you don't know.
Yeah.
And so it's like the correlation is almost like, is this even really... Like, what's really going on? There's a lot of, like...
I forgot to even talk about Dylan's wife and meeting.
Oh, my God, I know.
That was insane.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it makes me so sad because Dylan is now going to have to be on his best behavior to see his wife. And I'm like, my favorite because he was like, F him.
Yeah, he's like, let's do this.
Yeah, like, F him. I'm staying back. Like, we're doing this. But then, like... Then you're going to throw, like, the family in there. Like, that's so fucked up. And also, like, I'm going to miss him being so, like, F it, you know?
But they're trying to keep him on track. And that's how they're going to do it.
Of course.
It's just crazy to think that, like... Well, then there's also this whole other theory, which is, like, a whole nother thing. It's, like, that this isn't even our world. Like, we're not watching...
Oh, I don't think so either.
It's a whole different world.
Because of the 70s-style cars and
Cities that aren't even real cities. Like, they don't exist in America. And it's, like, it's a totally different world and, like, dimension and universe. And it's almost like with the tones cooling on, the warm tones and the cool tones going on, people are, like, are these different universes that are going... So it's, like, there are so many.
God,
are so smart.
They're so smart. I'm like, you guys make me feel bad about how I watch TV.
I watch it and I go, wait, did I miss something?
Everybody is looking at the TV and they're like, oh my God, the goat head in the back. And I'm like, dude, I didn't even think I am bad at watching TV because you guys are so on it with like, oh, this is an Easter egg. This is an Easter egg. Do you remember when he said that? And I'm like, no, I forgot the last thing that I ate, my friend.
I know. There are some times where I'm like, maybe I should rewatch the show because I'm like, because there's so many small details.
Things. Yeah.
I
love this show. Like, we needed something that gave us this, like, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, it's Tell Me Lies, but in a totally different way.
No, totally different, but in the best way. I'm so excited about it. This is a good one. And should we move on?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to talk about a new show that I started that's been actually really good.
I haven't started it, and I'm very excited.
It's really good. Although, okay, so season one was amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Morning Show. This is about, like, news, you know, like, it's like, what is that show that's in real life? Good Morning America? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a twist on that.
Yeah.
So it's about, like, the anchors and all of that stuff and how one of the anchors got fired for sexual misconduct in the office, right?
Right.
But this, first of all, this... cast is loaded. We've got Steve Carell,
Jennifer Aniston,
Reese Witherspoon, and just like all the other cast are just amazing too. But I'm like, the three top ones, I'm like, damn, like,
yeah,
okay. And I watched it and I was like, it's got me hooked. Like,
I'm excited.
I really like it. I'm at right now a point where it's slowing down a bit, so I'm nervous about that. But like, it's not like right now I'm not like, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
I've heard really good things about this show.
So I'm going to keep going. And it's actually crazy because they just covered like California wildfires.
Really?
And this was in 2019. And I'm like, oh my God. So they were covering like Malibu houses being burned down. And I'm like, oh my God, deja vu. Like this just happened 2024.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. So anyway.
I mean, that's wild. Yeah, it's coincidence. You're watching it at that time.
This is a new character though for... Mr. Steve Carell.
Steve Carell was also in a show that was very serious. Oh my gosh, I'm gotta look it up. But he has been doing more like serious roles, which is...
Well, this one, he's like a predator. And it's like, and then he's like in denial about it. So it's just like, it's totally different than what I've seen before. I guess I just really, it all boils down to I know him from The Office. And that's what I see him as at all times.
As a funny, goofy guy.
But yeah, and he's also aged like fine wine, I'll say it.
Yeah, no, he, yeah.
He's so handsome. So anyways, I'm just thinking first episode, The Office, till now, I'm like, okay.
I'm also dying at, like, I looked up Steve Carell's IMDb, and it's like the show, like, I forgot about, like, the 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, my God.
And just, like, that, those kind of shows.
Yeah.
The show I was talking about was The Patient, which is also apparently a very good show. Oh. I've never watched it, but it's, like,
yeah,
more serious.
Dude, I will say, though, Apple TV, I'm so glad I got a membership. I started it because of Severance.
I've got a membership.
A subscription. A membership to the Apple. No, but they have got, like, Psycho is apparently another really good
one. Silo. Yes.
And then Severance, and then Morning Show, Shrinking. And then there's a few more that are just, like, people are raving about it.
Really, really good. Like, Apple TV, I feel like, is so, like, underappreciated. Like, there are really, really good shows on
I was
there.
Always like, I have to have Netflix, duh. But I'm like, now I'm like,
Netflix like, low-key sucks.
Lacking.
Like, every time I go on, I'm like, why did I go on Netflix? Why did There's I go nothing on here.
And if it's something good, it's like a rotting movie. It's yeah. nothing that I'm actually intrigued by.
Yeah, I'm like Peacock, Apple TV.
Peacock.
Peacock.
Rocks.
Great stuff.
You know what else rocks? Pandora Music. Ask Pandora to play any album and it'll hit. I swear. Whereas Spotify, I love Spotify. That's what I have right now. Mm-hmm. Spotify has Die with a Smile on every playlist.
That's fair.
Yeah, it is
I guess
fair.
I make my own playlists.
Okay, well, now you just have too much time on your hands.
I need to get a life.
You need, yeah.
But question, like, well, you just said Spotify, so I kind of know your answer. But I was going to say, Apple Music or Spotify?
Oh, I had Apple Music for a long time. There are no good playlists on Apple Music. There's like top hits, chill hits, country, and then nothing.
Okay.
Lacking.
I said this, which kind of sounds funny saying it, but like I feel like you'll understand.
Hit me.
Apple Music is like the Android of streaming, which is so funny because it's Apple.
No, if somebody tells me they have Apple, I'm like, oh my God, let me send you this Spotify playlist. And they're like, no, I have Apple. And I'm like, ew.
I'm like, ew, green text? That's like Apple Music.
Ew, green text. That's so true.
Yeah. But yeah. Spotify, I'm like, that's the iPhone of music streaming platforms.
Pandora. I only have it because my freaking
I know.
Freaking
right when
thing
you,
is right, plugged right when up to my sisters.
Right when you said that, I was like, oh, right.
I'm like, I'll be so damn specific. I'm like, I want to hear a sunset dinner playlist.
Wait, Spotify has that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but like not as good. Like it's almost like Spotify, here's what I like, and they just keep on feeding
it.
Yeah,
no, because
Pandora is different every time.
I will say, like, when I type in, if I'm like, oh, give me a pump up playlist or whatever.
Same.
It's not new music. It is my music that I listen to because the first one always is Denial as a River by Toji.
Exactly.
And I go, I mean, I love the song. Don't get me wrong. But like, yeah. I kind of want to like listen to new music.
Like, I'll always have my Spotify, of course. And like, maybe I'll make my own, or like, I like to also take other people's playlists off Spotify.
Right.
But Pandora just is hitting right now and it's easy. So,
well, like I love like the Daylist thing on Spotify. And I just like look at, like right now, mine's Commercial Party Night.
Oh, cute.
So yeah, they're fun to look at. But
anyways,
two fun things.
Yes.
Really quick before we wrap up, I was scrolling on TikTok and saw the strangest thing. Coors Light came out with an ice roller for women. I almost want
to ice roller for women.
I feel like it's, you know, like an ice roller.
Oh, cute.
Face roller.
Okay.
I feel like it's a joke because it's literally like just a little contraption and then you
if that's real life, that's hilarious.
A little contraption and then you plug in your Coors Light and you just,
that's pretty funny. And you know what's so real? Imagine you're just like having a beer and you're like having beer flashes and you're like, oof.
Let me ice roll it out.
Ice roll it out for a minute. That is funny.
I saw that and I was like,
good marketing.
I saw, I was like, Coors Light enters the skincare with chill face roller. I was like,
no. BFFR.
Yeah. Really trying to market to the female audience.
To the ladies.
Yeah.
You already sold me, baby. I'm sold.
Shay's like, sign me up. Wait, send me a PR box.
No, I'm effing not, actually. I thought you were talking about Corona. Not sold on Coors. No. Coors can F off. Sorry. Girl,
I don't mind Coors. You can send me one.
Okay, fine.
But I would prefer Corona. Sorry, right. Coors. My question for you today is,
tell me,
what part of a hamburger would you be?
Like, obviously the buns, baby.
Interesting.
The buns.
I like that answer.
But like the most perfect bun.
Oh, toasted?
Yeah, a little lightly.
Oh, I like it toasted.
Toasty on the outside, soft on the inside.
Yeah, that's how I like it.
That's so me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little hard on the outside a little bit, a little tough to get around, and then boom, soft.
Tender. Wait, I like that answer. I'm kind of jealous.
But also I was thinking because
My butt cheeks are like buns. They're like soft toasted buns.
Soft toasted little buns.
I said cheese.
Yeah, I could see that. Or I could see pickles.
Pickles.
I could see pickles on you. Because you can be your variety of things, your variety of flavors. You could have the spicy pickle. You could have the dill pickle. You could have a ranch pickle. You could have like any kind of pickle. The Dijon pickle. Yeah.
What are you trying to say about me?
I know. I'm just saying, like, you're like, also you're a cool girl. I think of a pickle as a cool girl.
She's trying to make up for. No, I'm joking.
For what?
Well, she just, I was like.
No, you're a variety of things as in like you can be, you just have.
I feel like I'm making you, I'm like, what are you trying to say about it?
You know what I'm saying? Like different flavors. I feel like flavors.
I get what you're saying. I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like what you're trying to say is I'm in a lot of varieties of life.
Not where I was going.
Honestly, I don't know what you're saying. I was trying to help you out.
I was just saying, like, there are like many, many ways.
I'm like a Moscow mule.
Like, I can take you to Vineyard Vines, and you can get dressed up in an Easter dress, and then we can go out later that night, and you'll be dressed up in a hat and jeans. But then you can also go to a workout class, and you will be dressed up in, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying there's like a variety, which obviously anyone could dress like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there.
Wait, I actually love this description, though, because
you can be.
I'll piggyback on
this. You can be seasoned in many different ways.
I'll piggyback on this. Okay. For example, we're going to New York. I'm going to be wearing dresses and all this stuff. Yeah. I'm going to fly home on Sunday. I'm going to put an Eagle sweatshirt on and a hat, and I'm going to go watch the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Like, I love that about you. Like, you can be strutting the streets in your high heels in New York, but then you're going to go back with your hat. You know what I mean? And yeah. I love that about you.
So there's a variety. Pickle.
You're a pickle.
Well, now I like being a pickle.
Of course.
Wait, I guess it kind of goes with cheese, too. There's so many different cheeses.
There are so many different cheeses. Cheese is a little bit, to me, scream mold.
Okay, I like to be the pickle.
The pickles are fresh. The pickles are veg. The pickles are also low-cal. Cool.
Low-cal. That's why we like to snack on the pickles.
That's why we like it. Dude, for sure a pickle. Like, not even a doubt in my mind. That's actually weird that came.
Also, I feel like so pickle, quick. I'm like.
I was thinking more like a happily chopped pickle with a crunchy little zip-zap.
So I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like,
oh yeah, the little ridges. Yeah. I do like those pickles, are my fave.
I know it. You're a crispy pickle. So that's my, what do you think I would be?
Buns is a great answer.
Buns is a good answer.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, right. Yeah. No, that's the only answer.
Right. Like you.
You also, are buns.
Like you have to have me, you know? Yeah. Like I'm not.
Unless you're gluten free.
No, you can. I can come gluten free, baby. Oh. Gluten free.
You
still
also
fluff.
Are gluten free pretzel bun.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, but you also need, like, I'm grounding. I just hold it all together.
You really do,
right?
You really do. She's right. A mother.
She's a mother. I hold it all together, and also a little bit thick. Yeah. Also a little bit thick in the bun.
Well, hard on the outside, soft on the inside.
You can also squish me down, and it'll be a perfect bun.
You can choose your size.
For sure. I'm not like those too big buns, though. You know, like the too big of buns is not. Listen, we need to stop.
So anyways, that's going to wrap up our show today.
That was a perfect ending. And I love you. You're my pickle.
You're my buns.
So anyways, you guys, thank you for joining us on this lovely episode. We will be back to tell you all about our amazing trip and the new Severance episode, of course, which I guess we'll be watching together. And
we're going to watch together.
That's really funny. But anyways, I'll let you wrap around. Girl,
And that's where we're going to end our show. Okay, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and follow us on all our socials at See You Next Tuesday Pod with one T, and DM us because we love to hear from you. And tell us all your severance theories. We are just dying to know everything. And
famously, we'll see you next Tuesday. Mwah!